This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One of the best times of the year for sports.
The NCAA playoffs are here.
And nobody's got it covered like us. Join us as we send it over to Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks Buckhead for our exclusive NCAA playoff coverage.
Come hang out with the guys as they talk NCAA playoffs and all things Atlanta sports.
The NCAA plays here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks on a rainy day in Georgia here in Buckhead. We got some good dudes hanging out, throwing down some suds. We got ice cold Hey Man on draft. Saw some guys wearing some Auburn gear. Some of the dudes rolling around, getting ready for the action. So far, only potential bracket buster is going on right now. It's at the half. Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers beating Marquette 43-36. As Pat Forty says, a developing situation. So we'll see. Rob Tribble is in for the vacation in Carl Dukes. We believe he's in Vegas. He doesn't tell me where he goes. We've had multiple sightings of Carl in Sin City. This hour of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Hey, while we're here at Twin Peaks, Jersey Mike's running the show. Engineering here back at the studio is our man Oren Romaine. But we got some goodies to give away today, and it's actually kind of a cool prize. Savannah Bananas have kind of become like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yep.
And they're actually playing in Gwinnett on Sunday. Georgia Lottery, 92.9 The Game, giving you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets. All you got to do is come down and register here. So if you want to, if you're hanging out up in that neck of the woods, they put on a hell of a show. Didn't you say Roger Clemens just pitched for them
the other day? Pitched for them a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Pretty wild.
So are the Bananas playing the Stripers?
Yes. It's at Cool Ray Stadium. It's sold out, but we got tickets for you.
I wonder if the Stripers are going to, you know, do – like some of the dances and all the theatrics right. That the Bananas do. But the Stripers have to get ready for a season, so you do mess around and do that, or you just play it straight and let the clowns be the clowns?
I don't know. So you want to be the Washington Generals or you want to be the Harlem Globetrotters?
That's right. Great,
do your own thing. Got a dude signing up right now. So, again, guys, stop by Twin Peaks. We're going to pick the winner at 6:30 for a chance to win. You can also download the Georgia Lottery app for more chances to win, but it has sort of become a unique thing, a niche in baseball with Savannah.
I don't know. I'm just looking lustfully at this hangover burger I have with the of course, the beef patty, the fried egg, the onions, the bacon.
Yeah, Rob had it's the worst thing that can happen in a radio talk show is the food delivered right as the commercial break is wrapping up.
I was able to
and now you got and now you got to look at the food.
You have to sit there, yeah.
It happens all the time, man.
It's like foreplay without the payoff.
I don't want to say anything, but the way you ordered it and the time you ordered it, that's a rookie move, man. It's going to jam you up. That burger's going to come out right after 3 o'clock. We're going to be right into the first segment.
Well, oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what? I think Ben Albright might be low-key brilliant because he talked about – remember I asked him that question about evaluating the quarterback position. Well, it's an art, not a science. I love that phrase. I love toxic positivity, what he used to describe Russell Wilson.
I love that line.
And also what he says, you know, our opinions in the media and as fans are probably about 3 to 4 weeks behind what NFL people and NCAA coaches think as well. So he just kind of – he did a lot of good stuff there.
As we said, guys, I know that it just the Fields thing died hard. I think most people have kind of turned the page on it, so I'm not trying to rip that scab up. But it just – there was never an interest anywhere else other than Metro Atlanta for Justin Fields.
I mean, they comprehended
Fields.
A dead end. Correct. Now he's a Jag.
Correct.
Just another guy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Now, again, you wish that he can get some traction, but the only way that happens is if Russell Wilson gets hurt or stinks it up. And we'll see. I know that, we thought that if you didn't pick him in 2021, that Arthur Smith has probably lukewarm to him. That's the guy who will be his boss as the OC in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So not exactly a great set of circumstances.
But the Bears love him. Bears fans love him. But
right.
You know why? Because he's so damn tough.
Right.
I mean, he had to tuck it and run it to the tune of 1,000 yards last couple of years because really didn't have anything else. I think he had a little better last year, but he just showed a lot of toughness.
Right. But at the end of the day, whether you feel it's fair or unfair, you're going to be judged by your stats and your record. And just like the quarterback, you know, Matt Ryan never gets the heat or gets too much heat when they lose. In the case of Chicago, the record speaks for itself. Fields didn't win there. And I know that people say, well, it's a crappy organization. There's dysfunction. Somebody else's problem. At some point, you have to evolve and take over the reins. Yeah. He did that inconsistently. He looked great against us and then crapped the bed the next week in Green Bay.
You know, I thought that game against the Falcons, I thought that was punching his ticket to coming back. I really thought that.
A lot of folks thought that. It was never on our radar.
Nope.
It was going to be Cousins, Baker, draft. Yep. So that's where we're at. Hey, man, on that note, let's hit an NFL blitz.
Hey. Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
So just as early as or as late as Monday, there was news out of Philly that Hassan Reddick was going to stay up there. And now apparently he's on the trading block.
Yeah. Well, they deferred his roster bonus until April 1st.
Right.
And that's the window. That means some sort of deal involving Hassan Reddick is imminent. Ravens, Rams, Falcons.
I like it. Now,
you too.
We've talked about
creating, he's 29.
Yeah, creating cap space. He's same age as Danielle Hunter.
Yep.
I know that I would be interested, and that would certainly be a dude that can get after the quarterback. It would be a longer term than as we did with Calais Campbell. But
can I tell you this? This might make him a little sexier, perhaps. Remember a couple of years ago, the Eagles led the NFL in sacks with 70.
Right.
He had 16 of them. He had more than anybody else on his team on that record-breaking sack total as a defense.
His 27 sacks are better than anything we did combined last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we actually
had 11 last year.
11 last year.
None after week 13, but I think that's the – there was such a malaise on that team. I just think it just sucked the life out of everybody.
Well, don't forget, they brought in Matt Patricia, and he kind of retooled the defense midseason, which didn't really work either, based on how badly they played down the stretch, going from number one to going on the road and losing to the Bucks. But I'm interested in Hassan Reddick. Again, when you talk about 27 sacks, 38 sacks the last three, 11, 16, and 11, that's just nothing that happens here in Atlanta. So you restructure Grady, perhaps you restructure Jake, and you go to work, and if they can pull that one off, yes. And what are we giving up trade? What's the valuation?
Likely a second rounder this year.
29-year-old who's doing well in his prime.
Yeah.
And instantly
Pro Bowler.
Instantly gives you edge rush.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. And then here's the thing. Then don't go wide receiver. Go Jared Verse or Dallas Turner, and now you're in the pass rush game.
Bookends, baby.
If you missed yesterday's show, we're live at Twin Peaks up in Kennesaw. We looked at the draft picks. When it comes to drafting defense, the Falcons are one of the worst organizations in the history of the NFL in the first round. You go back, you can literally find. And when you say stars, we're talking Desmond Trufant and Sean Weatherspoon. That qualifies as a star.
Deion Sanders because you went way back to 89.
But you got
to
go Deion, D'Angelo Hall, Patrick Kearney. We just don't draft well defensively in the first round. We've had some real big busts, or we just don't do it. So this is a chance to change that. You tell me. You got Kirk Cousins with this wide receiver core, Hassan Reddick, and we go draft edge. Giddy up! Now you're starting to get excited, brother. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then I don't know what kind of blood is coursing through your veins. Hey, NFL Blitz, a new rule? Nope, they're going to keep it. You can still do the tush push. Tush push remains in the NFL. A lot of people thought they were going to try to kill it. The Eagles have turned it into an art form.
Why did it take so long for someone to innovate that? I haven't even heard much about it or anything about it until the Eagles started doing it.
I like it. I like the fact that it's kind of a throwback to what how football started as a spinoff
of
rugby.
I'm sure it was way back in the day. They would do that sort of thing.
Well, the old days, they used to put handles on guys' belts, and you could literally hold on to your running back and everybody, let's go.
That's those crazy, bulky, burlap-looking pants they used to wear.
Well, John Fricke called that game when Swanee beat Cumberland. But no, it was
Georgia Tech beating Cumberland 221-0.
No, but in all seriousness, I like it. And just because no one else does it. For instance, I mentioned this last year. Falcons short yardage was horrible as usual. Arthur Smith, the level, I call it hubris. You can't because you're so locked into your brilliance that you can't take something that works and put your own stamp on it. You can't take the players and you can get some of your bigger defensive linemen involved in this. That's what drives me crazy. It's a copycat league, but only the Eagles can pull that off?
You know, I
don't buy that.
I said exactly the same thing.
You did?
About our right. Arthur Smith after one of the Falcon losses. He's so enamored with his own offense. It's like a composer that's so enamored with his own piece of music. Mm-hmm. An artist is so enamored. It's the same sort of – that's his art. That's what he created. He's the architect of that. And sometimes that could give you tunnel vision and a bit of arrogance because you get some accolades to the point where you get a head coaching job.
Right. So, I mean, me personally, does it look – I don't think it looks awful. I think people get all hung up on it. I've never had a problem with it. I think it's kind of cool. You know, I dig watching it go down. So it's going to stay. Troy Vincent said there'll be no proposal presented this offseason to ban it. Eagles do it well. So, as I said, if you struggle – and, by the way, this goes all the way back to Matt Ryan. We were a terrible quarterback sneaking team under Matt. Short yardage.
Why was Tom Brady so brilliant at it, too?
Yeah, I mean, well, just getting tucking under the center. Yep. You know, it's funny. Brian McFadden talked about, you know, Tom Brady would look at the – position of the body of the defensive lineman, the
right,
tackle,
right.
Just know which way these guys are going. He looked at hours of film to scout it and knew where things were going to happen.
It seems like Matt would have had that same acumen, though.
Right, of course.
But apparently, Brady's just on another level.
Just something that for whatever reason, short yardage like edge rush, we just never did it well. Hey, man, the Cardinals GM, it's one thing if the buzz is out there in the media, to your point, where it's a little bit of a lag time between what's really going to happen in the draft. The GM of the Cardinals, I should say, Monty Austin Ford, says they are willing to listen for offers for that fourth overall pick.
Hmm.
So if you're the Vikings and you've already picked up an extra first rounder, you want to go get J.J. McCarthy, you do so, don't you? Or you get a sweeter deal with the Chargers and hope nobody snakes you with the Arizona Cardinals.
I don't know if the Chargers' priority is going to be with Harbaugh there now. He's got his quarterback.
Tackle or wide receiver?
Yeah.
Got to be tackle. You lost two wide receivers. You lost Keenan Allen.
That's
you
right.
Lost Mike Williams.
And you also lost the running back.
Austin Eckler.
Eckler. All he did was score touchdowns.
Right.
You know?
But I would think they need some offensive line help. But I could see Harbaugh going after Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
I could totally see him doing that. Or drop back with us.
I've heard him
maybe
leave.
There's better
yeah.
value there. Mm-hmm. But then they may be Roma Dunze, whoever the second or third, maybe neighbors if the Giants. See, I don't know why the Giants just have to get a quarterback, too. You're going to just.
There's like 11 teams in the quarterback.
You just got to eat this with Daniel Jones. It was the dumbest thing in the first place. I don't get it. Just can't make it work. And now you lost Saquon Barkley, which takes the pressure off the quarterback in the first place. So you get a wide receiver if you're the Giants at six. Who's throwing it to him?
I just,
you know what I'm saying?
I know. Like, who is their
me?
Quarterback now, Daniel?
You feel me on that?
Who was his backup?
They
I don't
picked
even
up
know.
Tyrod Taylor. His
oh.
backup.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many teams has Tyrod Taylor not played for?
It's about right. It's about right.
Still a good living, though, man.
So there'll be a neon sign that says open, and we'll see if that. But that's where it goes. We talked about it with Benjamin Albright last segment. If there's two positions that you're looking to trade up to, it would be the Chargers
yeah.
and then or the Arizona Cardinals. That's why if some of those scenarios, and Ben agreed with us, Harrison is not going to fall to us. So that's that dream scenario for some of our audience, nightmare scenario for most
yeah.
of our audience. Don't have to sweat that.
I
not
wonder if you get Reddick in that trade for likely a second rounder, do you move back in the first round? Do you trade eight and try to get maybe
a corner?
A 30 and a I don't know, an 18
hey,
or something.
I don't mind that. But, I mean, the corners are kind of slotted below where we select.
Yeah.
So, if you like, if we could pull off the Hassan Reddick, again, it's the Raiders and who else? Is it
it's the Rams, Ravens,
okay.
and Falcons linked.
There
down.
You go. So, if we could pull off that trade, I just love the idea of getting that best edge rusher and going to work, man. A lot of fun. We'll figure it out. We got plenty to talk about next hour. But up next, Rob and I say there's something rotten in Los Angeles with this Shohei Ohtani.
Oh yes.
Yeah, a lot of folks
in Denmark. Too.
A lot of folks are saying there's some shenanigans at play. We're going to dive. We'll do a deep dive, and we'll tell you what's going on with your brackets. Right now, they're waiting to see if Western Kentucky can keep the heat on Marquette. And today, the only real news it was a nothing story. We looked like FAU was going to upset Northwestern, or.
And then Northwestern just opened up a can in overtime.
Right. Hey, don't forget, we're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead for guys who want to see basketball and women with less clothing. The Cheetah today with Randy Mack doing his thing with our producers, giving those guys a chance to oogle and ogle. We'll be back talking about what's going down with Shohei for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell with our man Rob Tribble filling in for Carl today. Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Lots of fun and shenanigans. I tell you what, we were just talking about the tournament, and I got a couple of guys on the text line hitting us up. You can always reach out on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-726-0929. Guys saying, like, what was your problem with Calipari, brah, when we started the show? I don't know if they actually sound like that. I'm just, you know, in my mind.
Well, you kind of crapped on him a little bit, but that's okay, though.
Well, no, guys, like, what's your mean on for Calipari?
Just like kind of, you know, just kind of that haze of sleaze, you know, that kind
like
of vibe.
Men's college basketball is dirty. No one's dirtier than Calipari, okay?
Well, I mean, Bruce Pearl might have.
Well, Bruce Pearl, Auburn
but
fans don't
like
care.
But I like Bruce Pearl. I find him extremely likable. No. He's a likable.
But, I mean, you know, nobody's put more guys in the NBA than Calipari.
Yeah.
Nobody does less with him when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's owed $30 million, and he'll still be there. And Kentucky fans, you got what you wanted. And this guy, I'm just telling you, he had the competitive advantage for decades.
Yeah.
You know, Memphis, whatever. I mean, and name, image, likeness, and – let's be honest, you know, a chance to maybe have a bag man named Worldwide West that was like the king of the sneaker pimps.
Yeah,
that and everyone would just kind of, Dick Vitale and everybody else just kind of enables him. The guy doesn't win enough because he's not a good basketball coach. Well, John Calipari is like those guys who coach AAU who don't have a clue.
Well, you know why they don't have it? Here's fundamentally what's wrong with basketball.
And by the way, there's a lot of great coaches in AAU. But you know the guys I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That have the connections and don't know jack about a half court or anything.
Well, here's
and that's Calipari.
Well, here's fundamentally what's wrong with basketball. The young kids who are these prodigies and gifted athletes who are playing in those AAU and all those elite travel leagues, they don't practice. They just play games. They're not practicing. Why are the European players that come over here more polished? Because they spend more time practicing than actually playing games over there. It's almost like the NFL. They play maybe once, twice a week max, but they practice. AAU guys, they have five games a week, and they're not learning anything. They're just going on raw ability and unbridled impulse.
No, so my point is he loses to teams he's not supposed to. And then Calipari, oh, this thing, that sound bite yesterday, oh, this thing's it's a different kind of animal. Yeah, it's a single elimination tournament, and you are a higher seed because you get talent these other coaches don't have.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know how to maximize it. Look, Jim Boeheim had his own defense. Jim Boeheim would also gack away some great talent, too.
Right.
There's a lot of coaches that are tremendous recruiters but just don't get the job done when it's crunch time. And you're measured by championships. And you run when we're talking the truly elites.
Yeah.
It's about the ring, man. That's why Rick Barnes is knock. You know, great recruiter, tremendous
program
never builder.
Break through well, he might break through this year. I would actually like to see that.
I would actually – see, to me, he becomes a sympathetic figure. I would pull for the balls in this
exactly.
Case.
That's exactly right.
Right. You feel me on that?
Even to a lesser level, Bruce Pearl maybe at Auburn. I mean, he's done a great job down there.
Look, Bruce is a walking show cause. But, I mean, it doesn't matter because if you're Auburn. Georgia fans, you look at Auburn, nobody plays basketball in the state of Georgia right now.
Nobody does.
They'll go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Georgia State, 2 years since they've been to the dance. We talked about this. Now, I believe that Coach Dame's going to get some kids at Georgia
Tech. Kennesaw last year.
But look at Mike White. Mike White won some games at Florida. Florida's used to Billy Donovan. They're like, this guy's nothing. And then you no longer get 4 years to build a program because you got the transfer portal.
Well, remember,
you can get whoever you want.
There was some sizzle with Georgia early in the season, like December.
And the wheels came off.
They won like 9 in a row. Then all of a sudden, you just went down the crapper.
No, but the best Georgia basketball players play for Alabama and Auburn right now.
And that's why I miss – Who was the guy? Won the national title, UCLA came. Jim Herrick.
Jim Herrick.
I know. Jim Herrick almost gave your program the death pill. He won a lot of games, though.
Yeah. Remember Jim Herrick on ESPN? What was it? They sent Jeremy Schapp out there.
Yes.
Jeremy, you ambushed me. Like Jeremy Schapp's outside the Butts Beer building. But now for those.
You ambushed me.
Who is the player that his idiot son wired the money to? Jim Herrick's kid.
I know it. I got to go back.
Yeah, it's been so
somebody
long.
Somebody will text it.
But yeah, he wired money, and it was.
Won a lot of games, though, brother.
Then Herrick's like, players, this is before name, image, likeness. Like, you know, Jarvis Hayes lives in a dishwasher box behind the Stuckies. We don't give money to young people in Georgia. Jeremy, I don't know where you get yours. He's living on relish packets. We don't give money to young people in Georgia. Somebody hit me up at Mike Bell ATL. Who was the Georgia player? I want to say he was from Louisiana. And that Jim Herrick's idiot son, like, wired him money, Western Union.
He was a bag. Yeah, his bag. Yeah. His own son. Yeah.
Jim Herrick's kid was also selling. There was a
living course. Living off relish. Huh?
There was a course in Georgia. Correct me if I'm wrong. His son taught a course with, like, basketball 101.
Yeah, he's taught some ridiculous.
And on the test, how many points make up a three-point shot? So this is what college basketball was 20 years ago. Before where we are now, which is supposed to be the most worst, awful time with name, image, likeness in the transfer portal.
I love the overt sleaze of back in the day, though. It was just so fun.
Right.
It gave you good guys and bad guys. I mean, Coach K, I'm sure he wasn't pure as a driven snow, but you know what he did.
No, he still
had like 9-10 guys removed from him. You know, he was out of town when the hit took place in at the Sparks restaurant. I mean, he was down in the Caribbean.
But the closest thing, the closest thing you ever heard about Coach K was maybe some relative of a player getting a gig, a job at Duke. But that's, I mean, compared to other coaches, he's clean based on that.
Now, I wouldn't disparage. I'm just saying, you know, chances are.
Calipari wants a guy at Memphis. Coach, you've seen that before. Coach, your dad's on the staff now. He's an assistant coach.
Was it John Chaney that went after him in that press conference a long time ago?
I'll kick your ass!
We got to find that, Orin. Let's go out with that one. It's so good.
Was it DeJuan Wagner? Milt Wagner was a kid?
I think it's DeJuan Wagner.
I'm going to look it up. But as far as if somebody knows, there was if anybody can hit me up, you're getting an associate producer credit. Orin may have the answer. Tony Cole, thank you.
Yes, Tony Cole.
Trey in Athens and Ashley White. You both get a I heart your response right there.
Now, if I'm not mistaken,
yes, they sent money to Tony Cole.
No disrespect to Tony Cole. Didn't he have his own Jerry Springer life going on as well? He has some chaos in it, perhaps, maybe. I don't remember.
I mean, but it's just that was where, for those who don't remember, that's when Georgia basketball was relevant because Tubby had it cooking.
Was he eating the relish packets?
No, I just remember because in the old days of working with Steak on the AM side, we used to do the bit where I'm like, we don't give money to young people. Jeremy, you ambushed me. So, Herrick, and by the way, nice guy. You know, it just
won a lot of games, brother.
But, you know, that's the shady side of men's hoops.
When you shake his hand, you make sure you still have your watch. You know,
that's true.
Understand.
But great job, man. A bunch of guys hitting us up. Guys are going. Guy goes, come on, Mike, do the impression right. We don't pay anybody. That's true. I'm sorry. He's got to remind me how I used to do the Jim Herrick impression. We don't give money to anybody. We don't give money to young people in Athens. How dare you, Jeremy? Father wouldn't ambush me. Anybody. Yeah, that was the bit we used to do. So thank you. It's been 24 years or whatever since the Jim Herrick, or 20 years and a day or so.
Haven't you been bit-free for two? Bits aren't allowed anymore, huh?
No, I don't know how to use the old days. I used all the bits. The computer program was so simple.
I know. I don't know how to do it anymore.
It was like a Fisher-Price computer. Yeah, it was called
the
Orban.
It was so easy then, yeah.
And
with
what we got now, it's literally like – I got a better chance of helping Elon Musk put a rocket in orbit on trying to make those things work. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Improvisation.
I'll try.
Improvisation.
But, again, always appreciate it. I know I can count on you guys. Tony Cole.
Tony
Jarvis
Cole.
Hayes. He lives in a dishwasher box behind a pizzeria in Athens. He's got cardboard for shoes. We don't give money. We don't give money to anybody in Athens. Thank you. Thank you, sir. It all started because I was grabbing
wearing hand-me-ups from his little sister.
Because Calipari had every advantage, which now exists for everyone, but Calipari had it for years. He gets everybody, the McDonald's All-Americans, the pipeline, and this guy still can't get it done. No, don't get me wrong. I've met Calipari. Carl and I were at the Final Four last year in Houston. He walked by. Carl said hi to him, said hello. Nice, jovial guy. Yeah, again, he's just another used car salesman. Just another used car salesman in basketball. There's many of them. And that's where I stand on that.
Well, I told you, it's AAU. They don't practice. They just play games. They don't get any better. So they just rely on
raw talent.
And
by the way, this year he had graduated. He had older guys that transferred from other schools.
Well, they're not seeing the floor.
Yeah, but then maybe when your true freshmen are gacking it away, you put the older guys in with some experience. Again, coaching.
Coaching.
The guy who only takes three-point shots, Andy Randy had a stat. The kid who had the 10 threes last night for
Oakland.
He's
only taken two all year.
He doesn't take shots inside the arc.
It's crazy.
But how about a scouting report? How about knowing your opponent? How about knowing how to handle his zone defense? You know, these are all things that – that's just me. I'm done with my Calipari rant.
I don't know, man. You get a little fired up about that. That's I understand. Maybe it's cathartic for you just to release that.
Look, Patino is dirty, but at least he wins championships. Now, granted, they get vacated later, but at least he wins multiples. Hey, man, we'll come back. More guys want to sound off on this. You can at 404-726-0929. What do you think? Is men's college basketball the dirtiest of all the college sports? And your take, you guys are Kentucky fans out there, what part of this do I have wrong about John Calipari? If you want to,
Coach Eric, are you paying players?
We don't give money to young people. We gave Tony Cole money to get a bus ride back to Athens. My idiot son was supposed to send the money through a third party. We don't give money to young people. Anybody. Hey, man, live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We will get into the Shohei Ohtani. Rob's big conspiracy theory on Shohei Ohtani coming up next.
Keep your ass! Come on. You got a good team, and you don't need that ass. That's why I was telling my kids to knock your kid in the mouth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here in Paradise, it's Buckhead. It's kind of cloudy. You've got some rain. Good news is if you got allergies with the pollen, the rain gets all that stuff off the trees. Because, man, this morning, it was like rain and green stuff out there, man.
I got an update. Jim Herrick Jr., the bag man, passed away last year, April, had a brain tumor. Jim Herrick still alive and thriving at 85, though, that Cheshire Cat grin on his face.
Yeah, we saw Jim Herrick at a Final Four a couple years ago, said hi to the man. Hi, how are you? No, he's a good dude. Look, I mean, it's how things got done. Not all the time, but a lot of places there was the
what happened in Athens. They were winning basketball games. We haven't seen that in a long time, nor Georgia Tech.
Right. No, I mean, by the way, no calls. So everyone agrees with me. Calipari is a dirtbag. So there you go. Appreciate that.
I'm agnostic about the man. You know?
No. I mean, I just feel if you're going to do it, be it, own it, live it. Don't try to pretend you're something you're not. Just you know, I think you're the same way. You just want to see people be real, not be a phony.
I'm the secretary in charge of keeping it real. That's what a friend of mine told me. If he was ever elected president, I'd be the secretary in charge of keeping it real.
Keeping it real. So, let's keep it real. What in the heck is going on with the Shohei Ohtani situation?
Well, we know what's going on.
All right, so 10 days from now or maybe 10 months
Shohei has a gambling problem.
Is that what
he's not gambling on baseball.
Okay, so that you think that's where it's at?
Yeah. I mean, what was the guy's name again who was on the stake today?
Oh, that is Brandon Lang.
We got to find that soundbite of his.
I believe Oren is
and he summed it up perfect.
And by the way, apologize. We're not talking to our imaginary friend, Oren. It's just the talk back button is. They got to redo some work on our mixing boards back at home, so I can't hear Oren on the radio. But he's working.
We can't
get
money for infrastructure either.
He's working on getting that audio for you. But Brandon Lang, who too for the money, the Matthew McConaughey character, the handicapping expert, he says he's familiar with the bookie that was taking this action.
Yeah,
in SoCal.
But nothing's going to happen to Shohei Ohtani. Nothing will.
No.
Well, MLB won't gamble on baseball. That's provable what was gambled on, what wasn't. His interpreter is going to take the fall. his interpreter is going to have a nice $5 million estate in Tokyo and live out the rest of his days in utter bliss. That's what it's going to be. Okay. They're paying him to take the fall.
Well, the story goes that these guys are inseparable. They're spending, like, every day together, training partner at the gym. He drove him to the stadium in Anaheim. This year, he would have been driving him to Dodger Stadium.
Held each other's things at the urinal.
No, I can't speak to that. Rob, now, again, that's I can't
I'm just trying to
that.
Pay. It's a metaphor, my friend.
Yes, indeed. No, but spoke to a good friend of ours in Los Angeles who covers sports, and he was saying there's some folks who cover the Anaheim Angels who say because of the language barrier and everything, the perception amongst the Asian media that covers him is that he is a bit of a, like a man-child.
Yeah.
Like, he is, you know, kind of like what Bryce Harper was coming out of, like, right out of high school, you know, out of like junior high school, baseball savant, but maybe a little socially inept.
Well, there's always payoffs in life, right? If you're going to be brilliant at one thing, you're going to suffer another.
Right. No, again, aspect. I can't speak to that. That's just some stuff that's been floating out there. I all I know is the dude is the number one brand in baseball. Well, of course, baseball does a terrible.
Well, he's the most talented baseball player.
They do
of all
a terrible
time,
job
period.
Of marketing the number one player. They put him on at 4 a.m. in Seoul, Korea.
That was so stupid. But, you know, they're trying to make it global, you know, like the NBA.
So two ways of looking at this. It's Otani,
well, it is global already.
It's Otani who has the gambling problem. This guy was the bag man. He's the guy that has the problem. And, yes, Otani paid a debt for a friend. As long as he is not involved with the bookie, it's simply paying off a debt for a friend.
Yeah.
Much as we said yesterday, much like the Matt Damon character in Rounders taking care of Ed Norton's worm character. Great movie.
Got to see that movie again.
Great
so movie. I don't think anything's going to come out of it.
Right.
You said yesterday. It should have been a number one headline on ESPN. It was not.
No.
Everything but the most obscure, ridiculous headlines populated ESPN's website. Nothing on Ohtani, maybe lower down.
Right.
Or if you went specifically to the MLB
The LA Times saying that Shohei's lawyers say the Dodgers star has been the victim of massive theft. Yep, you've already seen it. 4.5 million wire transfers. The interpreter, Mizuhara, spoke with ESPN. Claimed that Ohtani was paying off his gambling debts. Then he changed his story a day later to say that, oh, no, he didn't pay off my debts. He's not aware of it. In other words, I stole from him.
Yeah.
So it just, but the way the whole timeline plays and, like, the story's never being on the same page, it's kind of weird.
Well, a testament maybe Ohtani being a man-child, not having the sophistication enough to have a team in place. Lord knows he has money to deal with crisis management.
But as some people
that
have pointed out.
Never occurred to him, and now you have this clumsy approach to the media.
But how can he be a man-child because he's nuanced enough, or at least his agent, to explain to him, we're going to defer all this money and you're going to make even more? Remember how he's got, like, this ridiculous contract lined up, which the players' union allows for.
Well, he could be a man-child, but he still has something more than a room temperature IQ and can understand that and comprehend it, right?
You know, do this. You're my agent. Take care of it. The lawyers, the LA Times talking to the lawyers for Shohei Ohtani, say the wire transfer is a guy named Matthew Bauer of Orange County. And he is apparently the bookie that Brandon Lang's familiar with. This guy's taking huge action in SoCal.
There's
and
no
the IRS, now the IRS wants to get involved because there's a problem with that.
Well, the IRS just always wants to get involved, don't they? So that's what that
apparently, Boyer's home was raided last year by federal agents. The LA Times reported. Prosecutors say a big gambling operation. At one point, apparently, Yasiel Puig was alleged to be a client of this guy, the former Cuban star.
Wow, he's just praying. Well, that's good. Go after the guys with the bank, right?
Right.
Whales.
Boyer's lawyer telling CBS LA that Mr. Bauer had no contact with Ohtani.
What's the most you can bet on a game? I thought I heard somewhere even your whales can only maybe wager about $40,000 on a game.
I believe it's more than that.
It is
way more than that. Yeah. Now, some houses have limits, but you, just like when you place a bet, the pit boss or the sports book boss signs off on it.
I mean,
I thought
I heard that somewhere. I wasn't sure because I don't do it.
Now, it's
goes
six figures or higher. Because, you know, you've got Mattress Mike, the guy in Houston, Texas.
That's right.
He's always betting millions of dollars.
That's right.
So, yeah,
there's
some hotels and no limit, no sportsbook limit. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Triple and I, by the way, a couple guys hitting us up. Always appreciate the love. You can follow us at Mike Bell ATL. If somebody wants to talk to you, what's your trip? What's your
At Rob Triple, but I never tweet. Because I don't want to walk stuff back and apologize. But I'm going to up that.
Welcome to my world.
Well, I know. I see what you guys – and Squid loves doing it. He loves jousting with people all
big
day
time.
And all night. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, says Bell and Trimble with an M.
Trimble.
Works for me today. Thanks, Steve. But, yeah, Rob Trimble hanging in today for Coral Dukes. All right, man, let's take a look. What do we got for any kind of a surprises right now? We got UConn handling their business. We talked about Marquette. Now, Western Kentucky was leading in the first half, and now Marquette storms back. They're up by 8 with 6 minutes left. Clemson is all over New Mexico. San Diego State and UAB. This is one that could be another one of those classic 5-12 deals.
Yeah, UAB 12.
Yep, San Diego State all the way to the Final Four last year in H-Town. So we'll keep an eye on this. But UConn doing what a number one seed's supposed to, not monkeying around with the Hatters of Stetson.
Everybody pretty much thinks everybody's got them in their Final Four. But
you ever worn a cowboy hat?
Have I ever worn a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
When I was at a dude ranch a few years ago, I rocked that thing, man. Had about 5 days' growth on a horse.
Nice.
Man,
horse had 5 days' growth, or you had 5 days'
I did.
Was it a Stetson? I had no idea how expensive those hats were. And by the way, Mr. Stetson of the cowboy hat fame starts the university or funds it into land when it becomes the university named after him.
Yep.
Thus, they're the Stetson Hatters.
Yep.
But years ago, I had a friend work for a holding company that owned Stetson. And they had this big party down in Naples and got to go on a little party boat with these folks.
Of course you did.
Everybody got a hat. So I gave us like a 10 Beaver Stetson, which I didn't know what that meant.
Was that like a $300 hat maybe?
It's a big money lid.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know where the damn thing is. Mm. Could be walking around like George Strait right now.
Oh, you could. Well, remember you looked into it last year when we went and stopped by Nashville on the way to the Indy 500.
We were all thinking about getting cowboy hats
to
walk
on
the Broadway.
Yeah, we could have. And just get some chaps. We would have been fabulous on Broadway in Nashville.
We're going to be the world's oldest boy band.
I know.
Tennessee Sweat.
We play Backstreet next Thursday night.
Hey, man. It's Dukes and Bell with our man Rob Trimble filling in for Carl. You guys can always jump on board at 404-726-0929. A couple guys are giving me heat on the text line, but we didn't get any calls. No, about Calipari. They're Kentucky fans. But Kentucky is a bit of a cult. We've seen that from time to time.
Well, they're outraged. They actually want him fired. It cost him like $33 million to fire. It's not going to happen.
Owe him $30 million at this stage.
And they're saying, well, Kentucky, they have money. No, that would take away from the NIL money for the football team.
Right. But Kentucky's always worked in the margins going back to the days of Joe B. Hall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it is what it is. You know, yeah. I just felt like, look, now with NIL and with the transfer portal, the truth being, there's really no excuse if you are an elite coach to not be winning more championships. Like, for instance, Mike White at Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about the Dogs coming up at the top of the hour, but you don't get the 4 or 5 years, as I said earlier, to make a program.
Yeah.
Because
there's been so many great coaches that just couldn't break through, and others just, for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, Coach K, always in the Final Four.
Huggy Bear got the 2 Final Fours, but could never won the Natty.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a great example of that. That's
right.
Yeah.
So we'll continue the monitoring of March Madness, but right now your bracket's pretty much safe. We're going to see what happens at 5-12, because that's compelling.
Bijan Robinson, Falcons, perfect bracket yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, it's only like 0.3% of ESPN entrants had perfect brackets.
Did I get the number right? Was it 10,000 or 100,000? Whatever the number was.
Something like
10,000 are perfect right now after all the upsets yesterday. We'll continue the conversation. Also, guys, more on the Falcons. A lot of guys fired up over the moves we've made. We spoke earlier with Benjamin Albright. He likes the moves. Now, Hassan Reddick is out there. If we can get some edge rush, Falcons have pretty much covered all the bases going into next season.
Corner's still
a concern. That's all part of the big 4 o'clock hour. Coming up next, guys, Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Robin for Carl on Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.